Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
سخیلال قلندر مست مست
سخیلال قلندر مست مست
جلال قلندر مست مست
دم مست قلندر مست مست دم مست
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. What a beautiful event is the event of Ghadir, which is upcoming, this beautiful Eid of Ghadir, when Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was proclaimed to be the Wali and the master and the leader of the believers. Our congratulations to all of you upon this auspicious occasion of upcoming Eid al-Ghadir. So, dear friends, when we are looking at the great lessons that we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we learn that one should always be in the constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we see this in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that at all times he was constantly in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. We find that whether it was in the heat of the battle, where Imam Ali alayhi salam came off the chest of the enemy, when he was about to give the fatal blow, but in order to again focus his attention on the Almighty Allah, he took a moment, stepped aside, and then continued on with striking the enemy. Or whether we find these stories where people would come and say to Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam that we believe Imam Ali has died because he has fainted in the streets or in the deserts or, you know, in such a place. And so they came and they said this to Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, and she would respond that no, it is out of the fear and the awe and the amazement of the Almighty Allah that Imam Ali has fainted. He has not died. So again, different aspects of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which we find that His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, was constantly in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Now, we find that there is a beautiful statement by Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is the statement where His Eminence says, anything that distracts you from the remembrance of Allah is from Iblis. And so, dear friends, in this world and in this life that we live in, we truly find that this aspect of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is something that we really need. There are so many distractions in our life, whether it's our jobs or our school, or whether it is even our household, or at times we'll find this kind of Western civilizations, entertainment industry, whether it's music or movies, cartoons or animations, TV serials. I mean, you name it. There are so many things out there that have been created to keep our attention. Now, these things keep our attention, but while they keep our attention, they are also by default distracting us from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. And so here, something that distracts you from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah is from Iblis, it is from Shaitan. Why? Well, because Shaitan wants us to focus on something other than the Almighty Allah. Why? Well, because if we focus and pay attention to the Almighty Allah, then of course our life will see a positive spiritual change. We will begin to pay attention to the matters which are connected to and related with the Almighty Allah, whether that is the purpose of our life, the purpose of our creation, the purpose of the creation of this world, or the purpose of our society. It will remind us of the Day of Judgment, and that in turn will remind us of the good deeds that we have done and that we should do, and it will also remind us of the bad deeds that we have done and the bad deeds that we must refrain from doing. And so here, the remembrance of Allah, which again is something that we find is integral in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, is something that we must inculcate in our daily lives if we want to establish a connection with the Almighty Allah, if we want to have prosperity and satisfaction both in this life and the hereafter. The key is the dhikr of Allah. It is the remembrance of Allah. It is to constantly be aware of the presence of the Almighty Allah and to constantly keep the Almighty Allah in our mind, in our hearts, and in our souls. A beautiful and profound lesson, a gift from the upcoming Eid al-Ghadir, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. كل صبح وكل اشرب ايام
عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. One of the examples of how he treated non-Muslims, a person by the name of Ash-Shu'bi says once, Amir al-Mu'minin found that an armor that he had lost while he was traveling to Siffin, he found it with a Christian in Kufa. Remember, he's Khalifat al-Muslimin, he's head of the Muslim empire of the time. So he goes to him and he says, you know, this is mine. And he says, no, this belongs to me. So Ali says, okay, let's go to the judge. Qazi Shuray, who was appointed by Amir al-Mu'minin, well, he was appointed in the previous administration, but Amir al-Mu'minin maintained him in his position with certain conditions. And so Amir al-Mu'mineen takes this Christian subject of his own empire, and he is the, you know, ruler of the time, to the judge. وَجَلَسَ إِلَى جَانِبِهِ He goes to the Qazi and he sits beside this Christian. And then basically he told the judge, and this is where we see that he didn't say Qazi that because I am Khalifat al-Muslimin, I am the head of the state here, give me a special seat. Maybe you sit here, I'll sit there. No, he was the judge, and Ali had gone there as a claimant with this person against whom he had the complaint. So he's sitting with him. And so he says, هَذَهِ دَرْعِي هَذَهِ دَرْعِي This is my armor. And the Christian says, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا دَرْعِي This is mine. Can you imagine saying to the ruler of the time, especially when there were no human rights tribunals, nothing about minorities and this and that, saying, this is mine? Where the ruler is claiming this is mine. But one point here very interesting is that although this person was a Christian, lived among Muslims, all collectively in the Eastern society, when the language is there, it has some beauty which we lose in the West. He says in his claim, in his response to the Qazi, he says, this is mine, this is surely mine. وَلَمْ يُكَذِّبْ عَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ He says, I'm claiming this is mine, and I'm not saying that he is a liar. Look at the adab. Sometimes you can disagree with someone without insulting the person. Learn from this Christian that he is making a claim. They say, this is mine. When you say, this is mine, and Ali is saying, this is mine, by implication, you are na'uzu billah saying that he is lying. So you want to make your claim, but you do not want that you know, level of lying be applied on him. So he says, this is mine. And I'm not saying that he's lying. Maybe he's, you know, he made a mistake in identifying the item. And this is something we have to learn when we talk about, even if we have differences among ourselves, be polite. Give this positive, you know, side of the judgment to the opponent, even though you disagree with that person in that matter. The judge appointed by Ali says to Ali, Alaka bayyina? Do you have a proof or a witness to say this is yours? And Amir al-Mu'mineen qala la, wa huwa yadhak. And Ali was smiling. He said, no, I don't have any evidence. No receipt from the, you know, buyer or any documentation on this issue. And so the judge says then, you know, you Nasrani, you go, this is yours. And they left the court. The Christian took the armor, and after moving away a few steps, the conscience comes in, hits in. He turns back, and he goes to Amir al-Mu'minin, and he says, أَشْحَدُ أَنَّ هَذَهِ أَحْكَامُ الْأَنْبِيَىٰ I bear testimony that what I saw today are the rulings brought by the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Amir al-Mu'minin, قَدَّمَنِي إِلَىٰ قَاضِيهِ وَقَاضِيهِ يَقْضَ عَلَيْهِ He says, the chief of the believers takes me to a judge who is appointed by him, and the judge rules against him. This is where we see the sense of justice, and this is where he says, you know, this is definitely coming from the ahkam of the Anbiya. ثُمَّ أَسْلَمَ. He became a Muslim there. It wasn't an issue of this armor that Ali was looking for. He became a Muslim. اعترفَ بَعَنَّ الدَّرْعَ سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَلِي عِنْدَ مَصِيرِهِ إِلَى صِفِّينَ. And he confessed that this was an armor which fell down from Ali's horse in his journey towards Siffin, and I picked it up later on. So he knew this was, you know, Ali's property. فَفَرِحَ عَلِيِّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ بِإِسْلَامِهِ. Imam became very pleased with his Islam, gave him the armor, plus as a bonus, a horse with it. And this fellow became a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen and fought alongside him against the Khawarij, and became one of the shuhada in the way of Islam and in the way of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.